Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli.
All right, next up we have Zach Wilcox, the Director of Operations at Fide Freight, and Kyle Tulsma, their Senior Transport Specialist. Zach is an entrepreneur who is passionate about learning to better himself and those around him. He currently serves as the Director of Operations at Fide Freight, tackling the big challenges of specialized logistics industries, including industrial hemp and heavy haul. He's in charge of overseeing the operations of every department, purchasing, sales, research and development, human resources, and marketing. His primary objective includes strategic business growth, improving employee productivity, and ensuring that the quality of service remains above and beyond consumers' expectations. Kyle Tulsma has been in the transportation industry for 7 years, working with many different commodities. His first hemp shipment was in the summer of 2018, prior to the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill. Since then, it's only gotten easier to ship hemp. With a background in government and trade show freight, Kyle's discipline to customer service and reliability has only grown. At Fide Freight, he applies the same discipline to the hemp industry to keep up with state and federal compliance, to ensure products are moved safely, securely, and legally, protecting their customers. With that, I'd like to go ahead and welcome Zach and Kyle on The Hemp Show. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us, Mark and Paul. Again, I'm Zach, and this is Kyle. And I'm hoping that we can kind of bring a unique perspective to the industry. It's kind of an area that not many farmers, growers, processors really look at until a deal gets done, and then they start looking, oh, well, how am I going to get it there? How am I going to get my product from A to B? So I'm glad we can bring a different perspective. So we've been shipping hemp for about a year now. We're a small family-owned company. I do apologize if there's some noises outside. We tried getting as far away from the sales floor as possible, but those guys happen to be a little bit loud, so if you hear a little bit of that, don't mind it. But we've been shipping hemp for about a year now, and we kind of got into it. It was one call that came to me, and they asked, hey, can we ship some hemp flower? And I knew of hemp because my brother has been growing cannabis in Michigan for, you know, about eight or 10 years now. So I kind of grew up knowing what it was and how to grow it. And, you know, he always talked about it. He has a deep passion for cannabis, still grows it to this day. It was something that I was familiar with. So when I got that call, I started doing some research and figuring out, you know, maybe this is an industry that we could help and kind of tailor towards. And, you know, again, in this year, we've learned so much about transporting and working with farmers and processors and even brokers, just figuring out kind of gearing our solutions towards what they need, really. So We always focus on providing, you know, an above and beyond experience with every shipment, every client. And some of the services we offer, you know, a lot of the marketing and stuff is geared towards seed to sale, but we really like to offer an equipment to sale kind of service. So we reach out to farmers and we say, hey, we know the season's starting. You're going to need your harvesters, combines, your new equipment, bucking machines, drying machines, all that stuff. You know, you need that brought to you. And so we start out with, you know, moving their equipment, and then we work into the biomass, the hemp flour, and all those different solutions. So we serve all 48 states. We have about 200 drivers, 200 carriers in the United States. So, and they do everything from small van shipments with little sprinter vans all the way up to 53-foot dry vans, refrigerated trucks for live plants. So we offer a pretty round solution to the entire United States. You know, we've served everywhere from Oregon all the way down to Florida to Maine, and California is a heavy one too. So really all over the place, moving hemp across the states. And Kyle, he serves FIDE. He's kind of our compliance manager. He does a lot of the research behind different regulations in hemp. As you guys know, the interim rule, everything changes all the time. So Kyle's always making sure that what we're transporting is legal. We're keeping the farmers in good hands. We've shipped a little over 4 million pounds. We've never had a confiscation. So we're pretty proud to say that. And, you know, it goes through by just having the right paperwork, knowing local law enforcement, and knowing the regulations. So Kyle focuses a lot on that. And then he serves a little over 40 clients for us here at FIDE. So he serves a good base of hemp clients as well. So I'll let Kyle kind of talk on the compliance and what he sees in the industry.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. So just to kind of reiterate a little bit of what Zach said, we do domestic and international shipment over the road. We're breaking into international shipment, air and ocean as well. We got some partners with that, with every new country that comes on board into the hemp industry. We're doing a deep dive into their regulations, making sure that we're compliant all the way through. Right now, everything that we're moving is in compliance with the 2018 Farm Bill, 0.3% Delta-9 THC. Because of the DEA IFR, we're currently not moving any Delta-8. And then all COAs need to be for the derivative that is moving. So, you know, whether you're shipping distillate, isolate, or crude, or, you know, plant-based, we need that specific COA for that that product. We're moving anything from spare vans all the way up to 4853s. For equipment, we're doing anything, you know, still in covered vans, but also open trailers, flatbeds, step decks. We can do overdimensional with the harvesters, other construction equipment as well. But, you know, our focus is to make sure that our customers are really taken care of when we do ship. The last thing we need is, you know, any law enforcement getting involved and muddying up the process, because that slows down your product delivery. And in the end, we need to make sure that your job is, you know, easier. If we're not making your life easier, your customer happier, then we're not doing our job as your service provider. So I think that's about all I really need to talk about as far as compliance goes. Anything seed to sale, we're on board with. So
yeah, to bounce off Kyle a little bit, you know, we work with a lot of farmers, a lot of processors, a lot of brokers, and a lot of guys really don't understand, you know, how much do we fit in a truck? How much can we fit in a truck? How much does it cost to go from California to Kentucky? And a lot of times people don't realize it does cost a little bit to ship, you know, 50,000 pounds of biomass. And you really have to understand, well, if you get a certain, you know, 10,000 pounds in a truck versus 25,000 pounds in a truck, you save a lot of money. So, you know, we aren't trying to really work as many trucks as we can and work as much sales as we can. We really try to bring a solution that is, at the end of the day, saving our farmers money, saving the processors money, and making these deals go through, because a lot of times we see deals fall through because of the transportation cost, and people don't understand you know, how much it costs to go from A to B. So we really try to bring a solution that focuses on all aspects of it. You know, and we answer a lot of those questions that farmers have.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
You mentioned those questions. I've got a grip of questions for you. A few that I have myself, but first off, I want to start off with one. You mentioned the cost to ship hemp. Can you go a bit over like what it costs to ship hemp and how growers and how distributors and stuff can save money when they're shipping hemp? Can you go into a little bit of detail there?
Yeah, so I'll touch on that a little bit. There's really three aspects. It's not a lot of customers think, you know, what's the cost per mile? Well, it does. That is a great question, but to get into that, you have to really know where is it coming out of, how far is it going, and what type of truck are you using. So we help you guys out with pretty much all of that. You say Medford to Denver, you know, some areas are a little bit more secluded. There aren't very many big cities, the population, there aren't very many trucks, so it may be a little bit more expensive. So we always like to ask, hey, how much hemp are you shipping? Where are you going to and from? And then we figure out, hey, here's your best option. Here's the truck you should use. Here's the cost in that region to go from A to B. So really we figure out, hey, what are you shipping? And then we figure out, here's the best way to ship it. Here would be the different cost breakdowns.
Excellent. So next one, I've got a two-part question coming in here. We've all heard stories about hemp shipments getting seized. The first question that I have here is, can you go over a little bit of what it looks like from a compliance standpoint to make sure that your shipment is never in a position where that it could or would get seized? And then the second part of that question is kind of related to the shipments being seized is, does insurance cover these, you know, these shipments or when you're freighting hemp? You know, what happens if the product is harmed or degrades in transport due to some outlying factor?
So I'll speak on the first part. You know, we make sure that our drivers have all proper paperwork when transporting freight, COAs, grower registrations, BOLs. And then again, we're always up to date on state regulations as well. Idaho has been a new state that we're moving through. That's been relatively kind of a no-no state for a lot of hemp. So with the lawful affirmation for Idaho from the shippers, as well as the driver affirmation form that the driver signed specifically stating that as far as they are aware, all product is in compliance with the 2018 Farm Bill, all is legal. We make sure that all paperwork is presented to you know, cops that do pull over our drivers. We also inform the drivers to hand the phone to the police, and we talk directly with the police as well. We'll provide them with all necessary information. On top of that, every recon that our drivers receive does have a very detailed description of what the product is, the paperwork that comes along with it. So the driver basically just needs to hand them paperwork, and if they have any questions, you know, we talk to them directly. It goes a lot smoother when we're involved because we're a lot more knowledgeable about the compliance with it and with the specific laws federally and statewide. So,
yep. And to Excellent. Touch on the insurance just real quick, we do insure everything that's below 0.3 and is compliant. And the one thing that is not covered is live plants. Insurance companies don't like any live plants, whether it's hemp, flowers, whatever it may be. They do not cover that. So if there is an accident, our insurance does cover everything that's under 0.3 and that's not live plants.
No, okay. So regardless of if it's hemp or anything else, it's just the fact that it's live makes it, you know, that much harder to ship. Okay. Yeah,
it's very volatile in the insurance companies.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So next question here, I guess it kind of goes in the same line as the two questions I just asked, but what's the biggest risk when shipping hemp?
Really, I mean, the biggest risk that we've ran into, which we've mitigated is just not having the proper paperwork. We have a lot of shippers that will say, hey, we're having a hard time getting a copy to you. We'll provide it to your driver when he comes here. So we run into that a lot, and we kind of learned, thankfully not really the hard way, but we did learn that sometimes they don't give us the proper paperwork, or it's expired, or it is hot products. And ultimately we have our drivers take pictures of all the paperwork and send it to us so we can verify with the compliance team, this is compliant, we're good to go, before we get him on the road. So having the right paperwork, I would say, is really the biggest risk, or having the wrong paperwork.
Yeah. And I think it just comes from a lack of knowledge of the transportation process. As a whole, farmers don't necessarily deal with transportation companies like us on a very consistent basis, even with produce. So them understanding the paperwork and the process is more of a communication situation, where if they know what they need to do, then there's less of a risk. If we're dealing with brokers and they're not communicating that process as well to the farmers, there's a drop in communication. So having the pictures taken by the driver, making sure that the driver does not leave the premises prior to sending those pictures and getting that paperwork, really helps mitigate a lot of that risk initially.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you guys for being on here. I mean, I'd like to thank Zach and Kyle and Fide Freight. If you're interested in connecting with Fide Freight, be sure to add them to your network. Now, Fide Freight is a service provider, so you cannot yet purchase directly from them on CanTrade, but we can definitely get you connected, and the services section will be coming soon. But thank you guys very much, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Awesome.